At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Cardi B just can't stay out of the news. And in all honesty, good for her. You know, in this particular case, because she did take the stand in a civil lawsuit against her old security guard.
No, against her from her old
security guard. Right. And this is very different. She went on what we think is like some sort of audio feature on Twitter. So it's kind of like it's not a video, but you can post just audio of it. And she was crying on it. Now, listen to this clip.
So it's just like, it's just been a very hard 2-3 weeks. And then like, you know, like I'm getting evicted from like my mansion. And it's just like, I don't even know what to do anymore. Like I'm getting evicted. My Lambos are getting repoed. Like I don't even have, I usually buy like a Birkin or a Hermes, like a Birkin or a Kelly every month. And like, I haven't even bought one in 4 months or 3 months. Like my boyfriend had to get me one. My boyfriend had to buy me one because I couldn't even get one. Like, so he just had to buy it for me because I don't have nothing anymore. So just please donate to my album because it's going to come out September 19th.
Please donate to my album. Okay.
Aw, Cardi.
Apparently,
sweetie, it's not real.
Apparently, what? This was a joke.
It's, yeah.
This was Cardi B making a joke as a funny way to promote that her new album is coming out. The album, Am I the Drama, coming out in October. Also, she's got a box set that she wants people to buy as well. Okay. First of all, very funny.
Well, and I believe that there is a little bit of backstory in that she tweeted, like, during COVID, should I buy an $88,000 Birkin?
I see.
So I think that that is part of...
This is a deep bench joke on this? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at this, though, slightly differently.
Okay.
Because it's all being reported as a joke. And if it is a joke, bravo, Cardi. It's very funny. 2 points. One, I don't think Cardi B is that good of an actress. And two, is this a joke? Cardi B notoriously is known for excessive spending. Just like what you just said about the $88,000 thing. I mean, there's lots of reports about how much she spends on this and how much she spends on this person and how much she blew on a party and a birthday party and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm just saying, how much money do we really think is coming in for Cardi B right now?
I think a lot.
From where? From what? We don't play any of her music anymore. We haven't for years.
Okay, well, we are one radio station that doesn't play rap usually.
But peek behind the curtain, we're all radio stations are pretty much the same across the country.
So if they're a pop station, which we are,
right?
I'm sure she's played on KSFM.
With what song?
Kevin?
That one song you didn't let me walk out to. I forgot the title.
He means that Wake Up Call Live.
Yeah. Okay.
It was too offensive.
Okay.
So her net worth is $101 million.
Outside.
Okay. Okay. Now, that's her net worth.
Okay.
That's not liquid.
But if you have $100 million of net worth, your liquid is... You're doing okay.
Not if you spend it all, though.
Okay, but here, like, don't you think it's weird that we, like, pay so much attention to how much she spends when there are so many artists and celebrities that spend like crazy, but we, like, really hyper-focus on Cardi, and I don't know why that is.
I think it's because she tells everybody about how much it is. Like what you just said during COVID. Cardi B, I looked it up, hasn't been on tour since 2019.
She is considered the second richest female rapper
in net worth.
You keep saying that, like, people that have that,
but like, what if that's true? Okay, so my point is, like, net worth, not liquid. What if what she's saying there is a little bit true? What if she is saying, like, maybe I have to sell this car, maybe I can't buy bags anymore every month like I like to do?
But we keep giving you examples of why she doesn't need to do that.
So you think she's that great of an actress?
Well, there might be.
You don't think there's any nugget of truth in that? No. She's gone through a divorce.
Yeah.
She's being sued. Like, there's.
Well, she hasn't been sued yet.
There's lots of people coming for her, taking her money. Little bits here and there. Residuals, not what they used to be. Like,
how do you know that?
Because a residual is
okay,
what we play.
Okay, tell me how much she made.
Every time we play a Cardi B song, she makes, I forget how many pennies. Okay. And if we're not paying anything, that means all the pop radio stations across the country aren't. Maybe some hip-hop stations are.
Okay, but there's Spotify.
There's Spotify.
There's Apple Music.
They make even less on those. But yes, you're right.
You know that she has, like, a vodka whipped cream brand, right?
Oh, yeah, whipped.
Well,
yeah,
whipped. As delicious as that sounds.
It sold 1 million the first day.
And when was that?
That's a good question, Kevin. When was that?
I'm just saying, listen, I'm not a Cardi hater. I love Cardi. I'm just saying that maybe there's some truth to this.
Yeah, I don't think you know enough about her.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I don't. She continuously is on lists of the richest rappers and not just females.
Okay.
Good for you, Cardi.
Yeah.
I'm happy for her.
I love her.
Well, donate to her new album.
I'm going to.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.